back-to-back games with these guys. Obviously, you have to think you guys did enough to get the win. Just one of those things.
Yeah, it just wasn't going in. Give credit to their goal. We played great. I thought Fred played great as well. So, yeah, I mean, I thought we played well. We could have played harder times in the game. And, it was a good effort for sure.
Take us through what you saw. Obviously, a nice pass from John there, and then to get yourself in position.
Yeah, it was a good breakout, I think, from our zone. I think Muzz made a really good play in the D zone, and then got out to John, to Mitch, to Morgan, and then just a shot on net. That's what you got to do when a goalie's hot. And popped up to Johnny, and he found me, and I was able to put it in.
That play starts in a defensive scrum down in the far corner. You're right in the middle of it. Is this what you're going to expect to see as postseason comes in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, you got to be able to break out clean and break out fast, and sometimes, you know, defense leads to offense when you're able to do that, and I thought we were able to break out on that play and then get a rush and then I get a second chance off the rush, so it was a good.
What did you see on the cross check of John?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it at all. I was in the corner and I just saw, I didn't even know we had a delayed penalty. I was in the corner and I got it up to his sights and he shot it and I just saw John on the ground. I didn't know what happened.
So your reaction is just purely based on sticking up for a teammate even though you didn't see it?
Well, it was just a scrum in front of the net. I didn't know, you know, what happened. And then, it's hockey. The scrum in front of the net, you see Johnny on the ground. It's not, something you want to see, obviously.
19 goals. How much pride do you take in the improvements you made offensively?
A lot. I mean, I've tried to put in the work in the summer every year. And I'm fortunate to be playing with two really good players who make it easy on me and just, you know, try to get open for them and try to get them the puck as much as I can.
Can you speak to the importance of converting on your chances in such a narrow game?
Yeah, it's very important. I thought that they played really hard. They're obviously out of a playoff spot, but those guys worked really hard and they wanted to win. That's kind of the type of hockey that you're going to get as we move on here. And come playoff time, you got to start converting on your chances, but they're going to be tight games like this one, and you have to play in games like this.
Zach, you got 204 points from your line. Can you talk about the chemistry you guys have?
Yeah, I think that we all do different things that help the line become successful, and we've started in training camp and kind of just progressed from there and just keep trying to build every day and enjoy playing with those guys.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Exactly.